You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam Astail.
The Evelyn Saller Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Saller Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
On November 14th, MRG Live presents St. Paul and the Broken Bones with special guest Maggie Rose, live at the historic Vogue Theater. Don't miss your chance to catch this 8-piece soul band playing music from their latest release, Angels in Science Fiction. The show is all ages, and tickets are on sale now. Head to admitone.com and search for St. Paul and the Broken Bones to get yours.
You're hearing now the pure sound of radio art. Radio art is so important for the future of the human race. There will be no time left without radio art. We are the ones that make radio art real. Only the receiver, the listener, makes it real.
You receive this
on January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 hours of radio art programming featuring innovative approaches to music and sound.
Avoided by the use of the word psyche. There is no way of measuring whether or not the psyche is the collected mental impulses of the many feeling, bewildered beings thronging through the room.
It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound blocks, collage, technical support called voicemail films, sound art and noise.
Energy pockets and mental crises, informing not only the incident.
Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at CITR.ca.
If you receive this radio art as radio art, then it becomes radio art. If you don't listen,
one or two terrible things have happened.
No longer is
whether nothing
art,
or whether nothing ever has or ever will happen.
Not perceived in that way.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome to another episode of Lean In with. Actually, no, it is training time. Apologies for the sounds up in the roof. It seems like they're doing some sort of construction up there. I know that the sound can be a little loud, but without further ado, we have a wonderful guest today here. He is joining me with training time this week. As I mentioned, I love doing training time. I think it's one of the best trainings that you can do at CITR, especially because you get the opportunity to come on air and experience what it is like to be on air live. So, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Guy Weinberg. I'm a second-year media studies student studying business as well here at UBC. Yeah,
no, nice to meet you, Guy. My name is Jeff. I hope that the training wasn't too confusing. But like I said, as long as you get familiar with everything, that will be good. Okay, so we have around 10 or so minutes to be on air, 12 or so. So during that time, I would love to ask, what was your experience at UBC in your first year like?
My first year at UBC, it was cool. I was living at the dorms in Vanier. You know, that was a good time meeting a lot of new people from like all around the world. It was nice. But unfortunately, I got to live in the oldest building in UBC. And so I had mold on my windows. My room smelled pretty old. But, you know, I also had like the cafeteria. There was like, we could just get food whenever we want. And so overall, the first year experience is pretty cool because you're going into a new school, a new environment, and just like it's really your first year like outside of your home, so you're like really like experiencing life and, like as like an adult. So it's pretty cool. It was a good first year, I'd say.
That sounds great. How was the meal plan?
The meal plan it was pretty nice because we could like there were so many options. Like I never knew what to take. There was like, you know, there's like burgers, there's like vegan food, you know, there's a salad bar, there's like anything you want. So it's really nice.
Are you still dorming or are you living somewhere else now?
No, I'm living like 5 minutes away from campus in Westbrook. Yeah.
Are you living with a couple friends or how's that going for you?
Yeah, I met two of my friends like early first year, and then we were like, yo, let's live together next year. So I got two roommates. One of them's from Japan, one of them's from Thailand. So it's pretty
wow,
diverse
that's,
group.
That's diverse.
Yeah.
Have they ever offered to take you to their home country and give you a fantastic tour?
Oh yeah, the offer is there. I'm definitely planning on visiting them soon, sometime in the near future.
Yeah, definitely, man. I think next summer would be a great time to go. I think finally we've really come back to normal. COVID's still in the air somewhere, but we're definitely back. How was your summer this year?
My summer was cool. It was my first summer in Vancouver, so I was just working a lot, just you know, going on hikes here and there, and playing basketball, just doing my thing, you know. I didn't have like a crazy summer. Like my past summer, I used to go like summer camp, and then I went to Australia. And this summer, I was kind of more just like chilling and working. So it was calm.
No, nothing definitely. I feel like some summers you gotta lay low a bit, mm-hmm. work and hang out with some friends locally. I definitely have to say that most of my summers were like that as well. This summer in particular, I did travel a bit, twice, to the same place. I went to Toronto. That was a great experience. I've never really been to a place kind of on my own and seeing what it's like. But although it was a local place, I'd say it was a great experience that I would never want to take back. How was your time when you went to Australia?
Australia, it was pretty sick. I was in Melbourne, Gold Coast, Sydney, Byron Bay. Like I was surfing. Pretty cool, working on my surfing skills. I have a sister there. She just like started living there like 5 years ago. Like she met someone there and just got married, so I got a reason to visit her now in Australia. It was pretty cool.
No, that's great. I mean, the only reason why I went to Toronto is because my younger brother goes to school there, so I kind of had a place to stay, you know. So why miss that opportunity to go somewhere where you know someone? But yeah, that's great. You know, Australia, I've never been there. All I know about that place is that it's kind of hot, maybe a bit more hot. but was there anything that surprised you when you went to Australia that you were like, whoa, I did not know this was...
Yeah, the birds there. The birds are terrifying. Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be walking and like there are some birds, I don't know the exact species of them, but they just like swoop in and just like attack you.
What?
Yeah.
How big are they?
You need to fact check me on the name, but they're like average size bird, you know.
So like a crow.
I don't know what the name is.
No, but... no, like a crow sized bird.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty big.
Yeah, and yeah, they'll just like hang out at spots and like they'll just attack people. Like I didn't personally get attacked, but I was pretty close one time.
Wow. Is there a reason why they do that? Do the locals ever tell you, oh, those birds are just trying to scare you or, like, you know, being protective of their territory or something?
No, nah, man, the locals are used to it. It's the foreigners that they target.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
I guess it's like, oh, you're in my land now. So yeah. He's like, no, because I definitely have.
They're protective.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if birds are territorial creatures, but. I do know that when birds do that, sometimes it's because they're protecting their youngins up in the nest. Mm-hmm. And so then when the bird sees other people kind of lingering around their territory, they would kind of go in for the attack and try and intimidate the people and have them run away. But yeah, no, I never would have thought that birds would be something that would be a bit concerning in Australia. How was the food there? Was there any... surprises or dishes that you were enjoying and you kind of want in this day?
I'd say the food was it was pretty like average. I'd say a lot of Italian food I ate. I don't know, because my sister's fiance is Italian, so we did a lot of that Italian cuisine. They were very picky, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, food is good.
Yeah, nice. Did you go to any places? Any, you know, sightseeing or what are some places that you would probably want to visit when you go to Australia?
Definitely go to the Great Ocean Road.
Great Ocean Road?
It's so beautiful. You're like driving like alongside a mountain in the ocean, like on both sides. And then you like drive far enough and you'll see one of the wonders of the world. What's it called? The Great 12 Apostles, something like that?
No, I've definitely heard of it. I've seen it a couple times on Instagram. It literally looks like a picture from, like, the internet. It's not... It looks more beautiful than it seems. Mm. I definitely would want to go and experience that with my own eyes. But, yeah, no, when I went to Toronto, we went to a bunch of places. Obviously, we had to go to Niagara Falls. I actually went twice. I would recommend it, you know, once. Second time is... You've already seen it. You know, you're amazing. You know, your amazed feelings are kind of going away a bit. We went to this... It's like the PNE, but it's like a fair. So we went there. We went to... Have you ever been to Toronto, by the way?
I've only flown by there on like from a place to a place. I've never spent time in Toronto.
Toronto's a great place. I would recommend it. I honestly do feel like my joy and my fun, the majority of it came from my brother and his friends. We really, really spent every single day to the fullest. It was also more fun because a lot of the things that we did was very spontaneous. We would just be like, okay, let's go to the zoo. We book the ticket then. We leave tomorrow. It was great. Australia seems like it's a very interesting country. How long was the flight? Do you remember?
It's like 12, 15 hours.
Like one way? Like straight?
12 hours from Vancouver, I think, to Sydney.
Wow,
it's a long flight. But one thing about Australia, the culture there is amazing. Like compared to Vancouver, especially, they're all like very talkative, outgoing, very like friendly. Like literally everyone there, culture there is amazing. Like,
no, yeah. That's great. Not sure about Toronto.
Yeah,
but I'd say it's pretty similar to Vancouver. But yeah, no, that outgoing persona, yeah, that probably does fit with Australia. I also do feel like there is some sort of correlation between personality and the environment. Because, you know, Australia is a very bright place. A lot of sun, a lot of heat. And, you know, a lot of rain in Vancouver. You know, the winters are horrible in Toronto. So I do feel like the climate does in some way shape an individual's personality and their approach. Yeah. But, you know, not all the time, but I do feel like there is even the teeniest bit of relation between that. Do you consider yourself as someone who enjoys flights?
I enjoy flights, but like I don't love long flights, you know, but like being up there and like taking a picture like through the window, that's pretty cool. But long flights, I don't think anyone really enjoys that.
Yeah,
do you like flying?
You know what? I will continue on with that in just one moment. I'm just going to turn on one more ad for you guys and we will get right back to it. So as you guys listen to the ad, I will be getting ready for the next segment. So here we go, everyone.
The state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both. Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
On November 14th, MRG Live presents St. Paul and the Broken Bones with special guest Maggie Rose, live at the historic Vogue Theater. Don't miss your chance to catch this 8-piece soul band playing music from their latest release, Angels in Science Fiction. The show is all ages, and tickets are on sale now. Head to admitone.com and search for St. Paul and the Broken Bones to get yours.